is coming down at your name.
Is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Riot Rehabilitation Center notes that the rise in mental health cases is due to substance abuse. CSPR commends government for heightening measures targeted at economic growth. In international headlines, gold prices surged to an all-time high this week with features on the New York Mercantile Exchange briefly topping $4,000. And now the news in detail. Yango Zambia and Copper Road Zambia, in partnership with the Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA Drug Enforcement Commission, officially launched the Driver Safety and Respectful Conduct Training, a program aimed at equipping partner drivers with essential skills in responsible driving, professional behavior, and effective communication. The training seeks to position every driver as a guardian of Christ, ensuring that every ride is safe, respectful, and professional. Speaking during the launch, Yango Zambia Country Director Kabanda Chewe emphasized the company's commitment to promoting professionalism and safety within the ride-hailing sector. She further commended the Drug Enforcement Commission for their involvement in educating drivers on security and awareness regarding passengers and packages, highlighting the shared responsibility in ensuring integrity in public transport.
I think when you look at the course content itself, what we're trying to do is to ensure that we have professionalism and safety for all that engage with the ride-hailing platform. The course content itself runs from things like defensive training, we're going to look at the driver safety features in the app, we're also going to look at things like mental health, well-being, gender sensitivity issues. So there's a wide range of topics that are going to be covered within this training. And really what we're trying to achieve is to ensure that safety is achieved for all that are engaging with the platform. Safety is a collective effort. It is not something that Yango can achieve on its own. I think with every new invention that comes, there's always people that would progress the innovation and also use it for their own personal gain.
Meanwhile, Vice Board Chairperson of Copper Roads Zambia, Mr. Kamuchizia Mutambo, who officially opened the training, described the partnership as a vital step in promoting dignity and trust between drivers and passengers.
Our connection to safety and dignity is at the heart of what we do. It's who we are. It reflects our mission to champion the dignity of all people. And to all the drivers, you are the first impression of Yango in our community. By embracing this training, you are taking a crucial step in defining the standards for the entire industry in Zambia. The transport industry sometimes is questioned of safety, but you all being here show that commitment that we are together to ensure that we build a standard that is respectful, safe, and unwavering customer care.
Right Rehabilitation Center has noted that the rise in mental health cases in the nation is due to substance abuse. Center Administration Manager Yobi Mungule has since urged parents to seek help for children battling substance abuse and bad behaviors by taking them to rehab centers. Mr. Mungule has noted that rehabilitation centers have trained personnel that have the right expertise to help affected children and adults. He was speaking on the Neighborhood Radio program on One Love Radio.
It's also people who can be identified in society that they need this program. As a disciplinary center, we invite those people you can take note of in the compounds who are disrespectful, who are lazy, who are bullies, those kids who skip schools, those people with bad attitudes, those people with incomplete schoolworks, substance abuse, which is the many thing. As you can see in our compounds right now, we have a lot of junkies around. So it takes a lot of people, it takes a lot of effort, it takes actually concerted efforts, not only from the parents, but as a community as well. We have to engage into this issue so that we can keep this issue, we can put an end to this issue. These are the future leaders. So if we just let them be just like that, then we're not building the future.
Civil societies in Zambezi district of Northwestern Province have called for the immediate arrest of people involved in a video circulating on social media involving a naked girl child whose hand and legs were tied while being poured water in public. District Women for Change Chairperson Phyllis Samukonga has condemned the act, describing it as barbaric and inhuman. Ms. Samukonga says the action is a clear violation of children's rights and has since called for urgent intervention to protect the girl by arresting the perpetrators. And Zambezi District Women's Lobby Chairperson Joy Fundulu has urged law enforcement to expedite the investigations and ensure the culprits are arrested. Zanice reports that Ms. Fundula expressed sadness over the incident and bemoans that women who are supposed to protect girls are in the forefront to humiliate a girl child in public. Meanwhile, Zambezi District Commissioner Simeon Machai has confirmed to Zanice that so far two people have been arrested and released on bond and will soon appear in court. Mr. Machai says investigations into the matter are still ongoing and that efforts to arrest other culprits are underway. Now, the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has commended the government for heightening measures targeted at ensuring sustained economic growth. And development in the country. CSPR Board Chairperson Partner Siabu Tuba has described efforts by the government, such as the increased national budgetary allocation for 2026, as a step in the right direction towards growing the economy. Mr. Siabu Tuba has noted that the 2026 national budget is standing on strong policy framework and macroeconomic fundamentals, such as policies targeted at reducing inflation and the growth of GDP, which, if achieved, will have a direct impact at improving the livelihoods of citizens. Mr. Siabu Tuba has also commended the government for its decision to finance 80% of the 2026 national budget through domestic financing initiatives. He noted that this is an important step towards weaning the country from depending on external funding.